always be God.
He will always be
all over
God.
The world. He will always be God.
You will always be
in
God.
Your family. He will always be God.
You will always be God.
For a God that is so big, heaven and earth cannot contain him. He's so big, you cannot measure his standard. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Your God is big, but your hallelujah is small. Shout another hallelujah. Clap for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Appreciate our big God. Appreciate our big God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lift up your hand and say, Father, I thank you. Say, Father, I thank you. Because you are bigger than all my enemies. And you are bigger than all my problems. Go ahead and give him praise. Just thank him. All your enemies put together that God Almighty is bigger than them. He has no equal in authority, in power, in everything. He has no equal. Blessed be the name of the Lord forever. I thank you, Daddy, because you are bigger than all my enemies. You are bigger than all my problems. You are bigger than whatever anybody may say. Daddy, Lord, you are big in your power, big in your majesty, big in your wisdom. You are big in everything. You are big in joy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Rabakropo ye kriba. Rabromo kabo ye kriba. Thank you, Almighty Father. Glory be to your name forever. In Jesus' mighty name, we are giving thanks. Say, Father, I am thanking you again. That you never allow anything to hinder me to come to your church this morning. You never allow the enemy to lock me up in sickness, to lock me up in money, to lock me up under affliction. That you brought me here this morning, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I am not taking it for granted at all. That the Lord, I am grateful. You never allow anything, any man, any power to lock me away from your presence this morning. That day I am grateful. Blessed be the name of the Lord forever. Thank you, eternal Father. Glory and honor be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's open our mouth and say, Father, for a purpose you have brought me. For a purpose you have brought me. Don't let me go back the same way I came. The purpose of your bringing me here this morning. Daddy, make it a testimony for me. Let it be accomplished. Let it be accomplished. Let it be accomplished. For the purpose you have brought me, the purpose of your bringing me, Lord, my Father, let it be accomplished. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Daddy, don't let me go home the same way I came. Let me go home, oh God, with good things, good news. The mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. A louder amen. Amen. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Unto the Lord
be the glory. Great things he has done.
Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done.
Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done.
Great things he has done. Greater things he will do.
Unto the Lord be the glory. we great things he has done.
Father, we thank you for all the mighty and great things you have done for us. All you have done for us in our life, in our home, in your church, in our nation, in our land, we are very grateful. Take all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Daddy, we have heard that our God is big, very, very big, bigger than what anybody can imagine. Daddy, whatever problem, challenge, or challenges that are proving themselves to be big this morning, Daddy, subdue them for us in the mighty name of Jesus. There is a reason why you have brought us. And I know one of it is that you want to give us joy today. Daddy, Lord, let joy prevail above every form of affliction in our life in the name of Jesus. Open our ears to hear you. Open our heart to receive. And open, give us the faith to receive what you have for us this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your word do us good in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say another big amen. Shout hallelujah. Greet your neighbor and say, neighbor, good morning. My God is bigger than all my enemies. Amen. God bless you. Genesis chapter 3. I read from verse 8 to 10. Genesis chapter 3. From verse 8 to 10. And they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto him and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. That's a conversation that went on between God and Adam. But that one has left us and left us with one question that God asked Adam. Where art thou? If your neighbor will not say you want to embarrass him, ask your neighbor and say, neighbor, neighbor, where art thou? Ask that question again. Say, neighbor, where art thou? Now end it by saying, it is God that is asking you, not me. It's God that is asking you, not me. So, this question is from God. Where art thou? And that could be a very surprising question from God. Who knows all things? Who sees all things? Who knows everywhere and sees everywhere? That God, he suddenly comes up and begins to say, where art thou? That's a very big question. And the question now went to Adam and his wife. But the question is coming to us this morning, and you want to know why. God can ask that question for two reasons. Number one, God is always interested in our location. God is always interested in our location, where you are at a particular time. Two, God is always interested in where he can meet with you. Oh, he's always interested where he can meet with you. But there is a big prayer I want to pray for everybody. Even though you are sitting down looking at me, I want to pray that this morning, the Lord who has brought you to this place, he will locate you where you are sitting down in the mighty name of Jesus. The second prayer is that the Lord will meet with you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. God is interested. in where you are and where I will meet with you. That's why I asked him that question. However, why should God ask this kind of question really? Apart from those two reasons. Number one, man has the power of choice. You have the power of choice. You are free to choose where you want to be at any time. Even if God says, I want you to be here, you can decide and say, God put Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden somewhere where they used to meet in the cool of the day. He suddenly got there. He didn't see them. Because right from creation, God has given man the opportunity, the power of choice. That's why you will not be able to blame him in the day that you are going to give account of your life to him. So you have the power of choice. Number two, I will give you four examples. Apart from Adam, Jonah was a very good example here. In Jonah chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, Jonah chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, God told Jonah, go to Nineveh, go and preach, so that they will repent. Jonah said, me? Nineveh? He now boarded the bus, and I'm going to Tarshish. So he went to Joppa, he went, and you know the result of it. God said, go to Nineveh, and you choose to go to, and what? You have the power to choose. Second reason why God can pose this question to you, God may want to know whether you are sincere to yourself or you are deceiving yourself. Oh, yes. He has seen you, but he wants to know, are you sincere to yourself? Gehazi was a good example here. In 2 Kings chapter 5, you read the story from verse 20 to 26. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 20 to 26. Naaman came. He got his healing. But everything Naaman brought, the man of God said, take them away. I don't need them. Just give glory to God. Gehazi said, so this man will go with everything he brought. He ran after him, collected what he wanted to collect and came back. And his master said, where are you coming from? He said, I go nowhere. And then the man of God said, are my eyes not following you? When you ran after that man, the man came down from his horse and he attended to you. Are my eyes not following you? And because Elisha was a servant of God and a representative of God, that is exactly how the eyes of God follow us to wherever we go. You can tell him, like many of us, this mobile phone has turned many of us to liars. And you'll be calling people. The fellow will be saying, where are you? I am in Okejebu. Where are you? You are in Okezango. I mean. I'm right now in Akure and you are in Sokoto. You can do that one for human being. You can do that one for human being, not for God. If you do that one for God, the response of God will be like that of Elisha. God will tell you, are my eyes not following you? Can you hide from me? So when God is asking this kind of question, he will want to know whether you are sincere to yourself or you are deceiving yourself. Do you know, even though we are here this morning, body, soul, and spirit, the people that are really here, God knows. I want you to say, Heavenly Father, I am here. That is if you are here. Say, Heavenly Father, I am here. I am here, body, soul, and spirit. Say a good amen to that one. I move forward. I ask the second question. What could make someone to go away from the presence of God? Number one, disobedience. Why disobedience? Disobedience will make you to lose the boldness to be in the presence of God. And that's exactly what happened to, this man, Adam and his wife. Sin, disobedience. They now lack the boldness. They lack the confidence to stay in the presence of God. They said, when we heard your voice, we disappeared. Because we are naked and we are hiding ourselves in this place. And so, anybody, according to Proverbs chapter 28, verse 1a, Proverbs chapter 28, verse 1, he said, the wicked flee when no one persuades him. A sinner will run when no man persuades. For instance, if you have children at home and one of them offended, I mean, he will be doing everything possible to make sure that he avoids you and run away. If you see anybody who have committed crime also, they won't wait where the policemen can arrest them because they know that they have lost the boldness to stay where people will see them. And I usually challenge people. Brethren, you call yourself a child of God, but whenever you go to the presence of God, you have condemnation in your heart. Something will tell you that you have pile up of iniquity to confess. Good. Even that you are even confessing it is good. What of those that are giving themselves to reprobate mind and reprobate spirit? Even with that guilty conscience, they will still be jumping and they will be shouting hallelujah. But when they kneel down to pray, the devil will confront them with their sin. Because the Bible says, your sin will find you out. Your sin will find you out. It's sin that Adam committed and his wife that made them to disappear from the presence of God. When you are no longer having confidence to stay in the presence of God, you may be there physically, but you know God is a spirit and you are gone. So, if you have lost boldness, Isaiah 59 verses 1 and 2, Isaiah 59 verses 1 and 2, the eyes of God is not shutting that he cannot deliver. His ears are not blocked that he cannot hear. But your sins have separated you from God. Number two, why men usually run away from the presence of God when they are being deceived or lured away by the deceiver? By the deceiver, when they listen to wrong counsel, wrong advice, was it not Satan that counsels Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 3, verses 2 to 5? Genesis chapter 3, verse 2 to 5. God said, if you eat this kind of fruit, he said, you will be, I mean, your eyes will be open, you become naked. And Satan went to them, as God said. God is not telling you the truth. God forbid. He said, as God said, and I'm telling you, like this program we had maybe just last year, you know, how the enemy can rob you of your blessing. When you are listening to another sermon, you are listening to the voice of the enemy, as God said, and the enemy is trying to twist the word of God you have believed. Two is the word of God that you are standing upon and begin to tell you like God said. So when you are lured away, the devil can speak through anybody. He can speak through friend. He can speak through, you know, your closest person. Now, whenever you forsake the true word of God and you begin to follow wrong counsel, then you find yourself thrown away from the presence of God. Proverbs 21:16. He said, when you see a man that does not stay in the way of understanding, he will find himself in the congregation of the dead. So, when you are led away, Proverbs 10, verse 10 to, so Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10 to 15, Proverbs 1, 10 to 15. He said, my son, he said, do not listen. When sinners entice you, sinners will come to entice you, especially people that don't look for God the way you are looking for God, and they want to help you out of your problem. They are coming with their counsel. Don't listen to them. They only want you to take. They want to take you away from the presence of God. Don't listen to wrong counsel. The third reason why someone can run away from the presence of God: when you have chosen to be under your self-government, under self-control, like the prodigal son. Luke chapter 15, verse 11 to 13. Luke chapter 15, verse 11 to 13. Oh, you don't want to be under the control of God again. You don't want to be under the discipline. You don't want the word of God to control your life. You want to be under self-government. Very, very dangerous. Very dangerous. And we know the story of the prodigal son. He regretted it. Anytime you have decided within yourself that you'll be ruled by the carnal mind. The Bible says the heart of man is desperately wicked. Who can know it? Who can know it? When the word of God is no more your guide, the counsel of God is no more your guide, you always want to do things your own way. The Bible says there's a way that seems right unto man, but the end of it is destruction. And so that is what the prodigal son experienced. Self-government. Don't you know that you have been made so that your maker can control you? Because the Bible says it's your life and the length of your days. He can declare your end right from your beginning. So what are you saying? It's very dangerous to say you want to be under your self-control. You will lose divine coverage, divine protection. Therefore, I go to the third part, which is all the second to the last. If you are already away from the presence of God, how could you retrace your steps? If I have my time, I will just write this one down. I'm looking at the time. In Luke chapter 15, that same Luke chapter 15, verse 17 to 24. Luke 15, 17 to 24. The first thing they are in verse 17, the Bible says, and when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my fathers have bread enough and to spare, and I perish here? If you cannot come back to yourself, you cannot come back to God. Ile wa lohun wa ni nigba ti ori re pe wa nigba to ri e pe wale. I mean, when he came to himself, nobody can preach coming back to God to you until you preach it to yourself. If you are lost, if you cannot come back to yourself, it will be very difficult for you to come back. So the first thing is to come back to yourself, come back to your senses, and begin to see. Just as we learned it in the open heavens of this morning, you need to discover certain things that have been hindering your life. You need to sit down and take note of it. What are the things that do not make my life to progress? Does it mean I've gone away from God? And I thank God, Daddy gave us two reasons. When your life is stagnated and you are no longer making progress, find out. If you find out, good. But there could be two reasons. It's either your enemy or yourself. It's either your enemy or yourself. But in a situation where it is yourself now, you have to first of all come back to yourself. Rethink and come back. So when you come back to yourself, going back to God will be very, very easy. That's number one. Number two, you need to repent. You need to repent. The story I asked you to read, the Bible says, the man now decided that I will arise and go to my father, and I will tell him, I have sinned against heaven, I have sinned against you. Please forgive me my sins. And when he did that, the father received him. Repentance must follow. In the church of nowadays, where the truth is not preached, repentance message is very, very far. But God forbid. In the Redeemed Christian Church of God, we will tell you that repentance is necessary as a foundation for finding God. Repent. Repent. You know where you have missed it. The enemy will not just come and hijack your life because you have permitted him. You that are the bona fide daughter, bona fide son of God, you suddenly become a slave to sickness, a slave to Satan. Why can't you know that you are the cause and then repent? Come back to God and confess whatever you have done to him. And I'm telling you, when you repent and come back, then the other side of Proverbs chapter 28 will be fulfilled. The first side said, the sinner run away. The wicked run away when nobody pursues them, but the righteous shall be bold as a lion. The righteous shall be what? Oh God. The righteous shall be what? The righteous shall be what? The righteous shall be bold. And that's why the Bible recommends it. You want to come to the presence of God? Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16 said that, let us come boldly to the throne of grace. Let's come boldly. Any child of God that cannot come to the presence of God boldly is missing out. You can't find God. Boldness to come to the presence of God at all time It will only come after you know you have repented and there's nothing between you and God. Boldness will come back. Even if you have been praying and you pray and nothing comes, something will tell God, you have the right to challenge your father. Is it on his promises or covenant? You have the boldness, you know, to approach him. So, and good enough. The Bible says, when you come with boldness, I shall usually tell my prayer warrior people, I said, anybody that add boldness and come back to the presence of God, two things are already waiting for you. He said, in order to obtain mercy and to find grace to help in the hour of need. Every point in time when you are coming to God, mercy is already waiting for you there. What is waiting for you there? Eh? All right. He said, to obtain mercy and to find grace. That is another bonus. Both mercy and grace are waiting for you in the presence of God when you come boldly to his presence. And when mercy speaks, that is the final. Once you can come and the mercy of God, whatever you might have done, the enemy will, God will say, he has come, I must have mercy upon. When that prodigal son came to the presence of the father said, go and bring the best robe. Change all these slavery garments, dress him well, kill the best calf, let us celebrate him. Mercy. Everybody say mercy. I will ask. How many of us need the mercy of God? I think I better ask. Are you sure? Are you sure? In the presence of God this morning, you will obtain mercy in the mighty name of Jesus. In addition to that, coming to yourself and coming to God and repentance, always seek God diligently and with the whole of your heart. Always seek God diligently. Not one-off affair. Not a one-time practice. I know I challenge you in this church. Even look at Sunday now. I've been talking that people come for Sunday service. Bible study. Safety clean. Even on Sunday now, some have made it optional. Maybe because they can see certain kind of program they can follow up, you know, on the television or where they are about. You see, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13. He said, you will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with the whole of your heart. I'm not talking of ceremonial seeking. I'm not talking of the seeking when it is convenient for you. When it is convenient or not convenient, you seek God earnestly and you will find him. I want to suggest another thing that can make you to come to the presence of God. John chapter 14, verse 23. Keep the word of God. The Lord Jesus Christ said, he that hear my word and keep it, said, my father will love him. And me and my father, we are going to make our abode with him. If a man love me, we keep my words, and my father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. The word of God you are hearing, you throw it away, you throw away God. Once you throw away the word of God, you throw away God. I want to challenge us. It's good you write down sermon. But did you ever get on one day and say, let me look at this word of God again? Or the one you add this Sunday, you make it your prayer throughout the week. You begin to pick it one by one. We begin to pick it one by one. After all, this one sermon I have had, this, and I told you that by the grace of God, anytime I say God, it's not sermon I'm going to preach, I'm going to deliver a message. For those who have ears to hear, this message I hear from the Lord, how will I let it go? How will I not let it go? How will I keep it to myself? Then you begin to pray over it, that is keeping it. Then you now go and do it. The Lord Jesus Christ said, me and my father will come and make our abode with him. We were praying for one of my daughters in biological family, daughter of my elder brother, and everybody praying in the family. I said, it all came to my tongue. I said, I want to pray one prayer for you. One, the presence of God will not depart from you in your husband's house. He said, amen. But I will tell you, the condition is this. Everybody is praying for you now, but the summary of our prayer is that God will go with you to your husband's house. But turn to John chapter 14, verse 23. If you throw away the presence of God, you throw away God. You keep the word of God. Yesterday, I was telling the minister, I said, you want to prosper in life? I want to commit yourself to the ministry of the word and prayer.
keep the word of God. It will be guiding you every day. How much of the word of God you read in the morning before you go out? Open heaven, devotional is there. Your Bible is there as an ageless Bible or the word of God. How much of it do you read? You meditate upon the morning. Many of us can crash on social media platform. Reading one way, you leave SMS, you go to YouTube, from YouTube, you go to WhatsApp, from But the word of God, and the Bible said that when you keep this word of God, Jesus said, my Father will love you. That's number one. You are a lover to my Father. And then he said, me and my Father will come and we will come and make our abode with you. I pray for somebody here. You will never lack the presence of God in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Say louder, amen. That's the greatest asset you need to possess, the presence of God. But when you give the word of God prominence in your life, you hear it, you meditate on it, you keep it, and you do it, God will be very happy. No wonder why the Bible says, my Father will love him. You suddenly become a lover, a darling to the Almighty God. Because he said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was God, and the Word was God himself. I've told you before, when I was newly converted, and I was soaking myself in the Word of God, I bought a Bible. I wrap it at the back of the Bible. Rather than writing the Bible there, I wrote it there, the Word of God is God. If anybody see it, he won't even know that I carry Bible. I say, the Word of God, because I take the Word of God as God himself. Don't throw away the Word, except you want to throw away God himself. So, and lastly, you want to enjoy the presence of God back. Always worship him in spirit and in truth. Worship him in spirit and in truth, because in calling you now to come back to the presence of God, I'm not necessarily saying that until you come into a sanctuary like this, or God photographer, go and sit down and hear the word of God. God bless you. There is time for everything. Listen properly. When I'm saying come back to the presence of God, yes, coming to his sanctuary is very important, because say, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there. Is that not so? But we are talking, oh God, let us read John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24, so that you will know the meaning of what I'm saying. If the media can help me project John chapter 4, verses 20, from verse 23, I will be very happy, just to save our time. John, but the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipper, everybody say the true worshippers. I didn't hear you. The true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit. Everybody say God is a spirit. Say it again. That one has transformed my life several times. God is a spirit. And everything about God is spiritual. It's not carnal. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must. Everybody say must. Say it again. Must worship him in spirit and in truth. So you can be in the presence of God even when you are in the marketplace, when you are in the bedroom, when you are on your bed, when you are eating. The point is that in your spirit, you and God are meeting. You have not departed from the presence of God, because you are worshiping him in spirit and in truth. That's why I said there could be some, one or two, God forbid, who are here physically this morning, but God knows that they are not here, because in their spirit they are not here. God is a spirit, and so you worship him in spirit and in truth. I welcome you back. From wherever you find yourself this morning, I welcome you back to the presence of God. And I pray, what God needs to give you, you will never miss it in the mighty name of Jesus. So that one will make me to round up by saying that, what do you benefit and what does God benefit when you come back to his presence, when you are with him? Number one, everybody say, the fullness of joy. Almighty God. Say the fullness of joy. Say the fullness of joy. When you come back to God, your joy comes back. That's it. When you go away from God, your joy also goes away. Adam and Eve, the Bible say, and they saw themselves naked. Why? The glory that covered them has departed, and the joy has departed. Psalm 16 verse 11. Psalm 16 verse 11 says, in his presence, in his fullness of joy. No wonder when David lost the presence of God in Psalm 51 verse 12, he said, give unto me again the joy of my salvation. Restore unto me again the joy of my salvation. When you see somebody who call himself a child of God, who is always sorrowful, who is always looking morose, always looking at the problem and exaggerating it like this, exaggerating Satan, go and check it. The joy will be gone. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. Once you lose the joy, you have lost everything. But when you come back to God, your joy also will rush back to you. I wonder, how will you imagine the joy of that prodigal son? When he suddenly came to the presence of God, the Father, and he said, remove this, the garment of slave, and then give me the garment of a son. Will he not be happy? God will decorate you with the garment of joy this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh, say louder, amen. Another bonus. Everybody say, define security. Say, define security. Say, define security. Psalm 91 verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You have nothing to fear. COVID-19 or no COVID-19. Kidnapper or no kidnapper. You know, bandit or no bandit. When you are in the presence of God, you are secured. You have asked. You know, I always refer to my staying in the north for 12 consecutive years. And I arrived in the north when north was very hot, 2014. In fact, the week I arrived in Adamawa, that was the week it was pop on the Wednesday of that on that week. They say Adamawa on fire. Adamawa on fire. There was nowhere you are in Adamawa at that time that you are safe because you don't know the next thing that will happen. But something is giving us confidence. We know the Almighty One who say, I am with you like a mighty, terrible one. He's already with us at every point in time. When things were tough, we were not moved because we know that we never lost his presence. Define security. Tell your neighbor and say, you have nothing to fear. Say, you have nothing to fear. There is somebody here that Lord is telling me that whenever night is approaching, you're always afraid. The Lord said today, he will deliver you in the mighty name of Jesus. Why are you afraid of your enemy? Why are you afraid of the night? Why are you afraid of going to that marketplace? Why are you afraid of going to that office? Because one particular agent of the enemy is already waiting to swallow you. All of them will be frustrated in the mighty name of Jesus. Define security. In Nigeria of nowadays, where can you say it's safe? Because you used to pity us. Those of us that went in north in those days, you pity us now. At that time, I used to say, I said, my God, thank God these people are praying for us. I pray they will not experience what we're experiencing. But right now, we don't even know where it is safe now. But I will tell you, in the presence of God, there is safety. The Bible says, horses are prepared for the days of war, but safety is of the Lord. Everybody say, safety is of the Lord. Say, safety is of the Lord. Safety is of the Lord. You have nothing to fear. And I want to tell you, it is only God that promise you, I am your very present help in trouble. Stand on your feet. I am your very present help in what? Oh God. I am your very present help in what? I can go on and on. I am telling you, the greatest thing that can happen to you is to be found where God can find you. And I want you to know that the question God will ask this morning is that, if you have gone away, are you ready to come back? And if you come back, are you ready to stay put? And then if you are here and you are in his presence, are you ready to now make demand? God, I have arrived in your presence only by your mercy. Those are the things. Lift up and begin to thank the Almighty God who has preserved your life to see today. Who has preserved your life to see today. The enemy will have destroyed you. But the Bible says it is of the mercies of the Lord that we are not consumed. Oh yes, the compassion faileth not. They are new every morning. Begin to celebrate the protection of God over your life. Begin to celebrate the protection of God over your life, over your family, over everything you have. The Almighty God has been so merciful. Rabmakaya bako kabose kereba. Rabmakaya bako kabose kereba robo shendia. Rabakaya Bakokabo Sekrimarobo Shendia. Everlasting Father, I want to thank you, Daddy, for preserving my life to see today, in spite of all the enemy that are hunting after my life night and day. You never give me to them as a prey. Daddy, Lord, I give you glory. Blessed be your holy name forever. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are giving thanks. Say, Father, I give glory to your name. Because you are interested in my location, and you are interested to meet with me. You are interested in my location, and you are interested in meeting with me. Oh, yeah, give glory to the Almighty God. Give glory to the Almighty God. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Ramakaya Bakokabo Sekereba. Everlasting Father, I am grateful because you are interested in my location. You always want to know where I am. And you are interested, oh God, in bringing me to your presence. You are, oh God, my Father, you are interested, oh God, in meeting me, oh God, to bless my life. Glory and honor, 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 glory and honor. Be to you to his holy name. Daddy, Lord, I praise you and I magnify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are giving time. Let us close our eyes and reflect upon our life. That is a way of coming back to yourself. Like I said, God asking you, where are thou? He only wants you to know whether you are sincere to yourself or not. For how long will somebody be deceiving himself and he think that the life you are living, that God does not see? He saw everything. But if you are here this morning, you know, you enjoy coming to the church. You enjoy singing and jumping and laughing with us. But you know that when it comes between you and God, you have problem and you need to surrender all. You need to surrender all this morning. Brother, please lower that secretary so that they can listen to me very well. This is a sober moment. Oh God, I pray a prayer for somebody. No Satan, no enemy will relocate you from the presence of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Your amen can be louder. Listen. God knows where you are before he's asking you this morning, but something is telling you that you should surrender your life to him because he wants to control it for you. And you want me to pray for you. Please, wherever you are, God has already spoken to you that you need to surrender your life, that you are controlling by yourself. You need to surrender your life to. Please raise up your hand in this auditorium, wherever you are, wherever you are. Just raise up your hand, raise up your hand, raise up your hand. The Almighty God can see you, can see you. He has already seen you, even before I ask you to raise up your hand. Just tell him about your life. I'm still looking for the people that are very, very wise. Or people that love themselves rather, who will not hide from God. If you want to surrender your life to him, I'm not making this altar call as a routine matter. No, I am really sincere with what I'm saying this morning. You want to surrender your life totally to God, enough for living a life of condemnation, let me give you this one chance again. You want to surrender your life to God, lift up your right hand wherever you are and cry to God, have mercy upon me. All right. We are not too many in the auditorium, I can see. Bramos, is there anybody there? Okay, nobody, okay. Please, everybody now lift up your two hands. It's a sign of surrendering. My spirit is very heavy. My spirit is very heavy. With the kind of life you are living, are you sure you are not under self-control? Are you sure that you are not living away from God? I leave that one to you. I leave that one to you. But everybody lift up your two hands and say, Father, I surrender to you. I surrender my body. I surrender my soul. I surrender my spirit. Anywhere you need me, I am available for you. Oh yeah, go ahead and tell the Almighty God that. Say, I am available. I am available for you, Lord. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a powerful prayer. Pray. That is the mother of all prayer. Lord, I am available. I am available for you. I am available. I am available. I am available. I am available for you, body, soul, and spirit. Ramaka ya bakaya makoke rebarubo kabo yekri marubo shindia. Rabaka ya bako kabo sekri marubo kabo yekri marubo shindia. Daddy, Lord, I am available for you totally, completely. Yes, Lord. Rabo shindia reba. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I want you to say, oh Lord, here I am. Say, oh Lord, here I am. Whatever will take me away from your presence, take it away from my life today. You better cry to God. Is it money that will carry you away? Is it challenges and the problem of the world? Is it the storm of life? Whatever will take me away from you, Almighty God, oh, take it away from my life. Yes, take it away from my life. Take it away. I want to stay with you forever. Rabmakaya bakrobo yekriba. That is, take it away from me. In the name of Jesus, Ramoshekriba. Is it sin? Is it my enemy? Daddy in law, take it away from me. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Rabako kabo sekriba. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. A few days ago, Daddy asked us to pray one prayer. Say, Father, draw me closer to yourself. Draw me closer to yourself. And reveal yourself to me the more. Let me know you more. Let me know you more. Reveal yourself to me more. Draw me closer to yourself. Pray that prayer, and you are really saying that you need him. Draw me closer to yourself, oh Lord. Draw me closer to yourself and let me know you more. Reveal yourself to me more. I want to know more of you. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, Father, every mouth of the deceivers, every mouth of wrong counselors that will take me away from you, padlock their mouth today. Padlock their mouth. The mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every mouth of the wrong counselor, wrong deceiver that will take me away from you, Daddy in law, padlock their mouth. Padlock their mouth in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Send away every wrong counselor from my life. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Now pray and say, Father, every challenge of life that is threatening my faith, every storm of life that is threatening my faith and want to blow me away from you, command your peace this morning. Let there be solution. Let there be solution. You can tell God. You can tell God. What is that problem that is threatening your faith? Wanting you to go away from God. Rabaka yaba 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 yaba. Daddy, let there be solution today. So that, Lord, my joy can be full. So that joy can be full. The mighty name of Jesus. Rabuke reba robo shenda. Oriba kayaba. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's take it in another way. Let's say, Father, that miracle that will make my joy to be full and make my joy to overflow, Father, give unto me your presence today. By your mercy, by your mercy. Because you're already in his presence. Yes, by your mercy. Just on the platform of mercy, you are receiving that miracle today. You are receiving that miracle. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yamaka yaba 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 yaba. Everlasting Father, that miracle that will make my joy to be full, that will make me to be celebrated. Daddy, Lord, give unto me that miracle. Miracle of progress, miracle of breakthrough, miracle, God, of promotion, miracle of progress, miracle of total deliverance. Lord, give unto, distribute all the miracles that will make our joy to be full this morning in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And pray the last one. Say, Father,
Everywhere I am, everywhere I find myself, let me enjoy divine security. Oh, yeah, go ahead and cry to the Almighty God. Let me enjoy divine security, divine protection, divine security, divine protection, divine security, divine protection, divine security. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Your amen can be bigger. If you know you are secure in the presence of God, say better amen. As I want to pray this prayer, if you are that one who is always afraid when night is coming, all you need to do is to put your right hand in your head. All the unwanted guests that are coming to you in the night, the Lord will chase them away today in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to pray for everybody. I want you to know you are going from this place with boldness to enjoy the presence of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever the enemy has been using in order to chase you away from God's presence, the Lord will chase them out of your life today in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray the grace to seek God early, the grace to seek God diligently. Receive the grace now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray that boldness that is always making you to come to the presence of God, sin will not swallow it in the mighty name of Jesus. And as you call upon God individually, collectively, I pray God will manifest himself to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Every miracle that will make your joy to be full, that you have been demanded for now, receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. That enemy that has been visiting in your dream, in your sleep, making the night a terror for you, I rebuke their hands over your life. I command, disappear from their life now in the mighty name of Jesus. Everywhere you go, the blood of the Lamb will shield you from all evil in the mighty name of Jesus. The presence of the Lord will envelop you in the mighty name of Jesus. You will never go away from his presence again in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.